You are the greatest thing that has ever existed, and you chose me. I couldn't begin to express the honor that I feel in that. And even though just knowing that you love me is enough to make me want to give you my all, still you go out of your way to do special things for me that aren't all that important in the great scheme of things, but that touch my heart so much. Those touches of your love for me increase my faith and deepen my love for you. I could never repay you, but I don't mind being indebted to you, because there's nobody else I'd rather owe my life and my time and my body to than you. I'm so unworthy, but it makes me feel so special that you think to touch my life with glimpses of your care. Thank you for never leaving me, for your immense patience with me, for giving me things I desire, even if they aren't that important or necessary. Thank you for speaking to me. It's such a treasure for me to hear from you. Every word is a huge, trumpeting proclamation of your love. Thank you for honoring me with your voice. Every time I close my eyes to hear from you, it's like being a breath away from a long-awaited kiss. I'd rather be with you, Jesus, than be camping in the great outdoors, swimming in a crystal-clear lake, horse riding on the beach, partying with my friends, or eating a fine meal. There is nothing in this world that I would choose over you. You taste better than chocolate, you feel better than smooth silk, you smell better than coffee, you look better than perfection, and you satisfy better than anyone on earth or in heaven. You're never a letdown. Whenever I'm with you, I'm guaranteed a great time. You outdo yourself. You let me discover more about myself and more about you. You take me to worlds of loving and ecstasy that I never knew existed, as you enter me, ravish me, and explode within me. I want to take you, that strong, hard, throbbing, sexy part of you, into me. I want to touch you with my hands, with my lips, and with my tongue, till you can't control yourself any longer. Then I want to let you have your way with me, and do with me as you will.
I thank you from the bottom of my heart, my love, for being sensitive to my needs, for not being content to just serve me, to do your work faithfully and diligently, but for being willing to leave your work, your to-do list, your many projects and timely matters, to come into my arms and into my bed, to receive me inside you.
Once upon a time, I was young and carefree, not much could get me down, and my whole life was in front of me. I did not think I needed your love. But then as I made mistakes, as I failed in my own eyes and in the eyes of others, when my great ambitions, works, and achievements came to nothing, when I experienced heartaches and lost those who I loved, and I was left quite alone and destitute, you came to me. At first I could not understand how you could love me, when I had ignored you and did not appreciate the love you'd had for me. But then I realized there was nothing that stood between us. All those things that I thought so highly of had fallen away and I had nothing left to hold up between us. I then came to know your love and forgiveness for me. Now nothing stands between us, and you have taken me and made me yours. I'm happy that I lost everything else in order to gain this love. I cling to you and beg you to keep me close, to love me, to speak your words to me and to satisfy my every longing and desire. Before, I thought I had it made. I now realize I had nothing. But now that I have lost everything I thought was important, I have gained the greatest treasure in the world, your love for me.